test for interpreters of level 3. Speeches for consecutive interpreting. Part 1. Listen to the following dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or a short passage, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the dialogue only once. Now let's begin. Let's go get something to eat. I'm starving. There is always a McDonald's up ahead. Everywhere you turn, there is another blasted McDonald's. They are just too convenient. I'm just plain sick of seeing the golden arches everywhere I turn. Do you know that there are over 8,000 McDonald's restaurants in the US alone, and over 11,000 franchises worldwide? By the year 2020, everyone will eat at McDonald's every day.
Chinese. 也不是每种产品都好吃，可是起码都很标准。不管什么时候去吃，汉堡包都是一个样。
Whatever you say, I just don't think their food is all that great. By the way, do you know that their spokesman, Ronald McDonald, is now recognized by 96% of all American children? They are the largest minimum wage employers in America and own more real estate than any other company on earth. What is more, they say that one of every seven American millionaires got their start at McDonald's.
别说了，我都要饿死了。
But I just lost my appetite. Part 2. Interpret the following passage from English into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the passage only once. Now let's begin.
下面是一段关于亚洲价值与繁荣的讲话。
Ladies and gentlemen, What values should we pursue for the prosperity of Asia in the new century? I believe that the three values of freedom, diversity, and openness are the driving forces behind peace and development in Asia. First, it goes without saying that freedom refers to democracy and human rights politically. Economically, it means the development of a market economy. Political freedom and economic freedom are reinforcing each other in the process of their development. With some twists and turns, Asia as a whole has been taking significant steps towards freedom over the last half century. Transition to a democratic political system has been inevitable, as economic development has created the conditions for the emergence of a middle class and civil society. I believe that the historic trends that are apparent in Asia should be a source of pride for us all. Second, development in Asia has occurred against a background of tremendous diversity, where each country has its own distinct history, and social and cultural values. Naturally, we thus see differences in the processes and speed of development. While respecting diversity, however, it is important for us to promote our common interests and our shared goals, recognizing positive influences of each other despite differences among countries. In other words, we must leave behind parochial nationalism and dogmatism, promote mutually beneficial cooperation based on equality in order to enjoy common prosperity. This should be our guiding principle. Third, our cooperation must not be of an inward-looking closed nature, but one characterized by openness to the world outside Asia. In a world economy where globalization is advancing and economic integration, such as in Europe and the Americas, is proceeding, cooperation both within Asia and between Asia and other regions must be pursued. This cooperation must be based on the principles of openness and transparency. I believe Asia should set an example for the world by seeking regional cooperation that surpasses national and ethnic distinctions. So, as we pursue prosperity in a free, diverse, and open Asia, what are the specific challenges that we face? I'd like to discuss three challenges. They are reform, cooperation, and conveying Asia's voice to the world. Part 3. Interpret the following passage from Chinese into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the passage only once. Now let's begin.
下面你将听到一段有关新加坡情况的介绍。新加坡是一座美丽的花园城市，也是一个充满活力的国家。新加坡政治稳定，民族和睦，经济发展，并在国际和地区舞台上发挥着独特的作用。凭借坚实的经济基础和健全的金融体制，新加坡有效地抵御了亚洲金融危机的冲击，使经济很快就回到了持续发展的轨道。我们对此深表钦佩。 金融危机是挑战，同时也是机遇。我相信，在贵国政府的卓越领导下，通过全体人民的不懈努力，新加坡一定能在未来的岁月里取得新的、更大的发展。
That brings us to the end of the test for interpreters of level 3.